Today's daf is Megillah, daf Chavav, as we start the fourth parak of Maseches Megillah, parak B'nei Ha'ir. As we mentioned, the prakim are flipped in Mishnayis, but in Gemara we have Hakori Omed as the third parak and B'nei Ha'ir as the fourth parak. Hakori Omed, halachas of Kriyas HaTorah we had in the last parak. Halachas of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is how our parak starts. We'll talk even about a Beis HaKnesses Shacharav, a Beis HaKnesses that became desolate. It's not a Beis HaKnesses anymore. And then we'll get back to, on the Mishnah, Daf Chavtes, get back to halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. So it's really interspersed. Kriyas HaTorah as a focal point of Beis HaKnesses, the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, they are interwoven here in these two prakim of Maseches Megillah. Just one ha'ara from yesterday's daf that I did not get to mention, and that is, we mentioned on daf Amar Aleph, Chafei Amar Aleph, Hakobi Deishraim Chutz Miyurashamayim. Yurashamayim is the only thing that is in our control. There is a beautiful ha'ara, literally a ha'ara in the Ahavas Chesed, in the end of the Psicha, to the Ahavas Chesed, the Mr. Brua, the Chavetz Chaim, writes that there are three psukim in Parshas Ekev that discuss halicha bedracha, following in Hashem's ways. There are eight psukim in the entire Torah that talk about following in Hashem's ways. But in Ekev, there are three. First it says, Ches Yud, v'shamarta es mitzvah Hashem alokecha, l'leches bedracha v'li yiroso, should walk in Hashem's ways and fear Him. And then you have Vata Yisrael Marsha Lokecha Shoal Meimach Ar Pasek Kiim Liyira Hashem Lokecha Lo Leches Bechol Derachav Ulav Oso. So there, unlike the first pasuk, which has Halicha Bedrachav and then Yiras Hashem, the second one has Yiras Hashem Halicha Bedrachav and then Avas Hashem Uliav Oso. And then further in Shvi Kiim Shamar Tishbunas Kol Misvazos Vegomer Li Ahavas Hashem Lokechem Lo Leches Bechol Derachav Uladav Kavo Dveikus. So first pasuk is Yiras Hashem, Halicha Drachav and Yiras Hashem. Second pasuk is Yiras Hashem, Halicha Drachav and Avas Hashem. And the third pasuk is Avas Hashem, Halicha Drachav and Dveikus. Says the Mishnah Berurah beautifully. V'nira, Diishgimo Madregos Bavodas Hashem. There are three levels of Avodas Hashem. We usually think there are two levels, but he has three levels. There's Yira, Ahava, and Dveikus. What's the difference between Yira and Ava that we know? Yira, whether it's Yira of the Onesh or Yira of the Romamus, of whether we're scared or whether we're awed. They're both in the levels of Yira. Then Ahava. Ava is obviously love, a higher level. And then there's Dveikus. So what's the difference between Dveikus and Ahava? Says the Avas Chesed, Da Ava Nikra Afilu Kishim Misorer Belibo Ahava Lashem Leprakim. Avas Hashem means sometimes I feel it, I'm focused, it's an intense feeling, and other times it's not as strong and I don't feel it. Dveikus is somebody who is totally connected, always. Like Davuk, he's stuck. Masha'en kein Dveikus, Mikri, im ha'ava tekua b'libo tamid. V'yal yedeze nitvak nafsho l'Hashem. So he says, that's the three psukim. We need halicha bedrachav, acting like Hashem. How do we act like Hashem? All the ways of acting like Hashem and Chazal have to do with being a Baal Chesed. Mahu Rachum, Mahu Chanun, Mahu Gomel Chasadim, right, in terms of Mal B'Sharumim, and Kover Mesim, and Bikur Cholim, and Yichum Avelim, they're all in terms of Chesed. That's how we follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate Meitiv. So, if we follow, what does the first Pasuk say? It has Alicha V'Drachav and then Yira. Because the first step, when I want to get to the first level, I have to follow and copy Hashem, and then I get to Yira. What's the second pasuk? Yira, Halicha, Ava. And once I have Yira, it's Hashem. If I want to go further, if I want to get further up, then I have to do more Halicha B'drachav, and then I'll get to Ahava. What's the third pasuk? Ahava, Halicha B'drachav, and Dveikus. So if I'm even on the level of Ava, I have to do more Halicha B'drachav. And in that way, I'll be able to reach the level of Dveikus. And he says maybe that's even explains why there's no vav in the psukim as you look there, that he just even says ubazen yicha od, one more diak he has, that in the first pasuk it says loleches bidrachav, and in chamit, in the second and third time, it says loleches bechol drachav, because you want to reach ahava, you want to reach dveikus, you need even more. But that the first step is Yira, and that's the pasuk that he's referring to, the pasuk that our Gemara spoke about on Amun Aleph, Chaf Hei Amun Aleph. But that is, again, the last ha'ara in the psicha to the Avas Chesed. Okay, last parak. Parak B'nei Ha'ir. B'nei Ha'ir Shemachru. That's the parak. What is this doing here? So just to start off, why this parak is here. So if you have in the Margolius Hashas, he quotes why this parak is here, Yeshlomer, he quotes this from the Sfas Emes, based on the Sfas Emes in Parshas Yisro, that Amalek, Hu ha'arla d'chafya al-bris kodesh. Amalek represents the arla. What does that mean? It represents the separation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know an arla is, arel means to be closed off. When we are an arel, before we have bris milah, we are closed off from being in the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu, he opened the way for Gerim. He opened the way for those who are going to follow. Pasach zeh pesach lachnis gerim tachas kanfi ashchina va'amalek omed listom zeh pesach. Amalek, which is a symbol, says the Sfas Emes, the arlo, to close off our connection. Right, that's what he did when he attacked us. He tried to negate hashkachas Hashem. So Avram Avinu is the symbol of being machnis gerim tachas kanfi ashchina. Amalek closes it. Lachain b'chol makom shish mechias Amalek. That's when, whenever we have mechias Amalek throughout history, there's a hiskarvus of gerim. Why? Because it's the Avraham Avinu power against the Amalek power. V'chein b'mapalas Haman. What does it say in the Megillah? V'rabim me'ami ha'aretz misyahadim. Right, they all wanted to become Jewish. Wanted to become Jewish because that is what is the power of Avraham overcoming the power of Amalek. V'lachein quotes the Tam HaTzvi, based on the Sfas Emes, Perek B'nei Ha'ir, which is all about Kedushas Bate Knesios Bate Midrashos. Yesh lo shayachus l'meseches Megillah shumi inyin mechias Amalek. Why? Shadei mechias Amalek b'am gerim shemimakam kadosh yehalechu. The source, the gerim are coming, mimakam kadosh, and that is also the Bate Knesios Bate Midrashos. Okay, Hasidish thought relating Perek B'nei Ha'ir to this Masechta, to Amalek, to the first half, but now we get into the Halacha. B'nei Ha'ir shemachur rechov ha'shalir. The people of this town that sell a street. What's the problem with selling the street? As we'll see in the Gemara, the street has a little bit of Kedusha in that we daven there every so often, as we had back in Maseches Tainis. So it has a certain level of Kedusha. So since that's their level of Kedusha, so you're only, as we'll see, the basis of this whole mission is Ma'alin Bakodesh Velo Moridin. So I'm only allowed to sell something for something higher in Kedusha. So if I sell the Rechov of a city, Lochin V'dama Beis HaKnesses, I could buy with that money, the money achieves Kedusha, so that money can be used to buy a Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses, Lochin Teva. A shul can be sold to buy a Teva. What is a Teva? Machlokas Rishonim. Could be both. The Ron says right here that it means the Aron, the box in which the Torah is kept. Rabbeinu Yonah quoted in the Beis Yosef, in the Siman, where all these halachas are discussed in Kuft and Gimel, quotes the Bima. That's what the Teva means. Anyway, something that directly services the Torah. Beis HaKnesses, Lochin Teva. Teva, Lochin Mitbachos. Teva, go one step further. You could buy mitbachos, the wrappings that go on the Torah itself. Mitbachos yichu svarim. You could buy the actual svarim. What's svarim? Svarim here, Rashi says, neviim uksuvim. We're not on the highest level yet. Mitbachos, which are tashmish of a davar shebekdusha. So you could buy sifrei neviim uksuvim. Svarim lochin Torah. And the other thing you're allowed to buy, which has more kedusha than a Navi or one of the Ksuvim, that's only a Sefer Torah itself, based on Rashi Ma'alin Bakodesh Velo Maridin. We go up in Kedusha, we do not go down into Kedusha. So that is the level. The opposite, Avalim Machru Torah, Lo Yichu Svar, Svaran Lo Yichu Mitvachos, Mitvachos Lo Yichu Teva, Teva Lo Yichu Beis HaKnesses, Lo Yichu Etzarechov. You can't go down in Kedusha. V'chein Bimosrehen. And the same thing with any of its leftovers, right? If I sell something and I have some money left over, I still can't say, okay, it's just some leftover, I can do whatever I want with it. No, I can't. I still have to use it for, you know, team it up with another item of the that has that Kedusha and then add it on to that. Even though it's just leftover, you can't say, oh, I lose this Kedusha. The Sfas Emes here also says, now getting into the halachic Sfas Emes, I just saw recently also, someone pointed out that the Sfas Emes, among others, has an unbelievable dichotomy between his Sifrei Drush and his Sifrei Halacha. His Sifrei Drush are Drush Shebedrush, and his Sifrei Halacha are Lumdis, are subject to the standards of halachic focus that is needed for a Sefer on Shas. It's amazing that he wears two hats in when he's the Darshan and when he is the Halachist. So here, what's the chiddush? Of course, so it's leftover, but it still came from that kedusha. He explains, what if when you originally bought the item, you bought it for less, and now you sold it for more? So maybe you would have thought that really only what you had originally paid for it gets the kedusha. If you have any leftover part of the difference, then it wouldn't have that same level of kedusha. Kamash Balan, it does. Mashmah, what it does, you don't go by what it was originally bought for, you go by its sale price now. That's the Sfasem, it's the Chiddush of V'chein Mosrehen. So again, the Mishnah tells us it has to be Ma'alin Bakodesh V'lo Moritin. What about equal Kedusha? Could you sell something for equal Kedusha? How about a sefer for a sefer, or a mitvachos for mitvachos? So that is a machlokas rishonim. The Rabbeinu Ephraim right here in the Ron says that's usur, because the ma'alin bakodesh is mituyak, and Rabbeinu Yona, again, that same Rabbeinu Yona, according to Beis Yosef in Kufnun Gimel, says mutter. Right, no, the important part is that you don't go down. But going up is not needed. Again, the root of this machlokas could be what's the idea behind not selling these svarim for other items. Is it just a bizayon? If it's an issue of bizayon, then maybe it's only if you're going down, it's a problem. But if it's equals, then it's not a problem. Or do you say, no, it's not an issue of bizayon. It's a question of, well, what gave you the right to sell it in the first place? Only if there's a good reason for you to sell it in the first place, meaning you're going up in value. It's not about a bizayon, it's about using the opportunity that of the first item, and the only reason that you're able to sell it in the first place is if you're going up. So it could be the root of that machlokas, whether you could go across, even if you're not going down, has to do with what the root issue is, what's the worry about selling. The Rashi here also has an important comment, and that is, why is the Lashon, which relates to the last suggestion that we just made, why is the Lashon bidi eved, b'nei ha'ir shemachru, that's sold? Why did it say mochrin b'nei ha'ir? So machr is only, like we just said, because if you have no good reason to sell it, then you can't. And also, the Rashi says you might have understood it as, you have to sell it. You don't have to sell it. Mochrin, you sell. So he uses a lashon b'di'eved, even though you're allowed to, as long as you have a good reason why you're selling. Okay, ma'alin bakodesh. The Ein Moritin. There is a tshuva of the Rush. The Rush says maybe there's an even higher level. Right? We went from the Rechov to the Beis HaKnesses to the Teva to the Mitbachos to the Svarim to the Torah. What's higher than the Torah? Says the Rush, and maybe this is a Rush Lishitaso, as we will talk about soon. Says the tshuva of the Rush, Klal Yud Gimel Simin Yud Dalin. This is also quoted in that Beis Yosef. Al odos stucco shemisnadvin l'tzorach beis haknesses. O l'tzorach beis olamim. Somebody gives stucco for the shul or for the cemetery. Yireli shebnei ha'ir yecholon l'shanosan. Let's say they didn't need it. They don't need any more money for the beis hakvaris or the beis haknesses. Interesting. It's called beis olamim, right? Beis hakvaris has a different type of connotation. Beis olamim is that it's forever. Right, kfaras sounds like, no, it's good, but where you bury. No, we know it's the base almond, right? It's the next step. So yearly says the Rosh, if you have an extra money, but Talmud Torah. You're allowed to be mishaneid for Talmud Torah, to support Talmud Torah. Why? Shehu ilui kedusha chamura. That is also going up in value from anything. And he quotes our Gemara, kedah isa b'herk basra de Megillah, but he quotes our Mishnah, and then he says at the end, Alma, the Svarim v'Torah, Ilui Kedusha. V'yamar Papi, and he quotes the stories that we will have in the Gemara by the Shem soon, but then he quotes, V'kivin Shemochrin Beis HaKnesses, Likach Torah, V'Svarim, Kol Shekein, Shemochrin Asal Lomo Torah. Surely Talmud Torah, why? Here's the key line. Ki mato eles, yesh b'kinios Svarim v'Torah, im lo lilmo b'hem. What's the point? What's the purpose? The benefit of buying Svarim and Torah, if not to learn from them. Isn't that the whole reason why you buy them? V'yaseira ma'alas halomi b'ma'alas sefer Torah. And greater is the one who learns it than the sefer Torah itself. What does he quote? Makas chaf beis, Rav's statement. Kama tipshayin shi. How foolish people are. Takami mikami sefer Torah, umikami gava rabba lo kaimi. They stand for a sefer Torah, and they don't stand for a gava rabba. And as the Gemara there said, how do you know a gava rabba is greater than the Torah, so to speak? Because the Torah says 40 lashes, and the Rabbanan took off one. So again, you see, the Talmud Torah is even greater. That's a higher. And why isn't that in the Mishnah then, you might ask? But that's included. That's the whole purpose, the Rush would say, of Svarim of Torah is Talmud Torah. So it could be that this Tshuvas HaRush is Lishitaso to another Rush. We discussed this back in the last Mitzvah Shir that we had on the OU.org website. In the Mitzvah Shir, Mitzvah 613, when we discussed the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, there was a well-known sheet of the Rush where the Rush says that at least a partial Mitzvah, or maybe all, machlokas achronim, how to understand it, but at least partially, one gets a mitzvah when one writes and buys svarim, bizman hazeh. Because after all, what's the whole purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah? It is to learn from, and nobody learns from Svarim today, right? You just put it in the Aron. You learn from other printed Svarim. So nobody learns from them today, so therefore, says the Rosh, the mitzvah has changed or been added to. Been added to in the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, because Torah is all about Talmud Torah. Right, also might relate that to the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah and the nafkamina of women, but here too, the Rosh says that Talmud Torah is on the highest level in this Mishnah in terms of Mechiros. Okay, Rosh Lushitas. Says the Gemara, "Bnei Yir Shemachru Chova Shalir Amar Rabba Bar Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Su Divrei Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi Situm Ta'a." These are the words of that opinion, Rabbi Menachem. Aval Chachamim Omrim Harachov Ein Bo Mishum Kedusha. The Chachamim say, "Don't worry about the street. The street does not have Kedusha." Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi My Taima. Why does he say it does? If we hold that it doesn't. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Gemara, we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch here in a minute. Hova ha'am is palim bo b'tanayos mumamados. As we just said, because people daven there once in a while. On fast days, right, some Rishonim take out the Girsa ma'amados, but on fast days, and therefore, that's why it has a certain level of Kedusha. V'rabbanan ha'hu akroi ba'alma. But the Rabbanan say, no, that's b'mikra, it's not a davar kavua, never happen, doesn't always happen. And therefore, it would not have that same level of Kedusha. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch now, Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Nun Gimel, Kuf Nun Dalet, where these halachas are discussed. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Kuf Nun Dalet, like the first Shita, Rechava Shalir, Afal Pishim is Palin Babatanios, Ein Bamishim Kedusha. We paskin, like the Shita of the Chachamim, the Rechov does not have Kedusha. V'chein Batim, V'chatzeros. What about houses, Shemis Kapsim, Emlis Palabakroi, where people once in a while daven, Pirish, Derech Mikre, V'his Damein, Lo Derech Fius. It just so happened. They got a minion together. There is no Kedusha. There's no Kedusha to that. Says the Bir Halacha, V'zeh amakom hayalahem mizuman lazeh. V'yafilu hachi, by the street, even though the place was designated for fast day usage, still, afilu hachi, kivachu rak bakroi, ein bo Kedusha. And the Ritva says, even if it doesn't have Kedusha, he shouldn't be acting in a mevuzah way. That is the Bir Halacha. 2 points. Number one, what if sometimes people have minyanim in their house? Friday night sometimes there's a black minion. Motzei Shabbos there's a black minion. What about Motzei Shabbos? There's a street minion. Sometimes there's a street, they get together out in the street. So that's more kavua than ta'anios, which are once in a blue moon, right? So what is the halacha? That's a serious question. Let's say not the street, because there's other things but let's say in a house. Let's say somebody always has a minion in the house every week. Every week, every Friday night, if they have it on Motzei Shabbos too, right? So that does that give it? That's a serious kvius. Does that have a certain quasi level of kedushas beis haknesses, right? So that's question number one to ask. Question number two: Rav Asher Weiss in his Tshuvas in the Chelek Aleph, which is the only one that's out right now, has a discussion of the kedusha of the rechava in front of the kotel, right? What is that status? So right in front of the kotel, that's like there's a status of this. It's outside, but it has Beis HaKnesses. There are always people davening there more than any other place in the world. What about behind? Behind the original, the Rechava that's closest to the Kotel. So the behind part. So that gets filled at certain times of the year. If there's an Atzeres Tefillah, or Hoshana Rabbah, Sukkis, there's certain times when that area gets filled too. Tisha B'Av. Right, so the question is, does that have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses? Does that have certain levels? He discusses that relating to this Gemara here, if it's Akroi Ba'alma. And how far back do you go? Because sometimes it could be Akroi Ba'alma goes all the way back. That's an important discussion related to this line of Rabbanan Hakru Akroi Ba'alma. Just figure out exactly how to define that. Weiter. Beis HaKnesses Lochin Teva. So if I have the money from the basic selling of Beis HaKnesses, I could buy something that has higher Kedusha, something that directly services the Torah, the Teva. Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Lo Shanu Ela Beis HaKnesses Shel Kfarim. This is only, what do you mean this is only? When can I sell? When is one allowed to sell a shul? Only if it's Beis HaKnesses Shel Kfarim, which we could translate as a semi-privately owned shul. Kfarim are villagers. People don't travel through the village shul. It was built and owned by the villagers themselves, and therefore they have the rights to sell it. Avol Beis HaKnesses Shel Krachin, but the Beis HaKnesses of a big city, Kivan Demei Alma Asule, since from outside they come to it, Lo Matzi Mezavnile. So the people who live there can't sell it to Havile Derabim, because many of the people that travel through also daven there. So it shall rob him, and therefore the people living here can't sell it, because it's aldas the whole world that passes through and davens. so therefore they wouldn't be able to sell it. Rashi and Tosfos discuss, what exactly does this mean? Why should the other people traveling through have a right in this Beis HaKnesses? So Rashi says, because they also contribute. They also contribute. I will show krachin havil hu batik nesios derabim v'hakol ba'alehen. Actually, Rashi doesn't specify. We'll see in Tosfos a little more specific how he quotes. V'ein bnei yir levadam ba'alim lohem. They're not the only ba'alim, Rashi says. Tosfos a little more explicit. 2 days in Tosfos. First day at top Tosfos. Nira lefari shachi. Kivan shro bnei ha'adam regilom malech hasham lispalel. Afal pi she'ein nosnim klum bibinyano. Even though, nope, they don't give. You don't have to give a donation to have the status of a ba'al. Mikol makom. Kivan de ladas osen rabim nase. It was made to be a community shul. Made for even people passing through. Chamura kedusha so ve'in chon lamachro. It has a higher level kedusha and it's not subject to sale. Day number one is even without payment. V'odesh lefarish, kivan sharabim nosnim b'minyano. U'bishar tzrachav is because of the baal hameya. Those are the baal hadeyas, only if they give. Rashi doesn't say explicitly the giving. Tosfos has that in the second day, but it could be that Rashi holds the first one. It just has the formal status of a higher standard of unable to sell. They both have kedushas beis haknesses, but this one cannot be sold because it's related to the rabbin. Amar Ravashi, Hai be knishta de Masa Machsia. Ravashi said, that big shul in Masa Machsia, Afa gavda me ama asula, even though it's like the second type like we just discussed, Kivan da adaita didika asi, but they made it with me in mind. Meaning, I'm the Rosh Yeshiva, I'm the chief rabbi, and they had das that I'll make all decisions related to the shul. And ibi'ina mizavninala. And if I would think that the proper decision would be to sell it, then I would be able to sell it. So if it's a shul with a certain type of tnai, a certain type of existing condition that is built in originally, so then the rules could be different. That's what Rashi lays down. Rav Ashi lays down for us. Meisve, is that really true? Says the Tosefta. This chilek that Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, the difference between a Beis HaKnesses shel kfarim and shel krachin. Meisve, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Meisve Beis HaKnesses shel torsiim. There was a story of the shuls of torsiim. Who are the torsiim? Rashi, tsarfei nechoshes. Those who work with copper. Remember we had the Gemara at the end of Sukkah about the big shul in Alexandria. And all the people who worked in the same profession sat in different areas. Even then, you know, people like to sit with their kind, the people who they have something to talk about. Right, I once heard that. That's a raya, that even back then people used to talk in shul. Why would you want to sit next to somebody who's in your profession? Why would you want to do that? Well, because you want to schmooze about business, about what's going on. Right? So why would you want to do that? Well, you're all friends just because you have this profession. So it's a ha'ara that maybe the problem goes back to Talmudic times. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa Bezak Nasajal Torsiyim, Shai B'Yushalayim, Shemachruhu L'Rabbi Eliezer. They sold it to Rabbi Eliezer, V'asaba called Srachav, and he used it for all his needs. So it was sold. Iva, Hasan to Krach and Havi. Wasn't that a big shul, like a Krach shul? So how were they able to sell it? Answer, no, it wasn't. Hahi beknishta zutehavi. That story was about a small shul. The Inu Avdua, the people of that neighborhood made it themselves, and they created themselves. It was a small place. It was a little shtiebel on the corner. It wasn't one of the big shuls in the neighborhood that everybody went through. Meisve, next question. Again, asking on the chiluk of Beis HaKfarim, the shul, Beis HaKnesses of Kfarim and Krachim. Meisve, bebeis eretz achuz aschem. Talking about the halacha of tumas negaim, getting tsara'as on a house. But these eretz achuz aschem, it only can occur, the halachas only apply in a house in the land of your inheritance. Achuz aschem. Achuz aschem mitame b'negaim. Only in your achuza does it become tame b'negaim. Then Yerushalayim mitame b'negaim. And the drasha that we have is that there can't be tumas tsara'as on a bayis in Yerushalayim. Because that's not achuzaschem, that's not considered your achuza, right? That is first day. Amar Bihuda, well, ani lo shamati lamakam mikdash bavan. Bihuda says no. Only exclusion is Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash can't become tumas negaim, but anything outside of Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, let's say, so that it would be okay. Habati kenasios habati midrashos, other shuls mitamin, it would be able to become tamek. So amai, what do you mean? Hatakrachanavi. Only Beis HaMikdash, but everything else is considered achuz aschem, is considered yours, is considered personal. So we're comparing the halachas of tumas tsara'as, the halachas of selling a shul, in terms of it's both classified as personal. So the Gemara says no. Ema Amar Reb Yehuda Ani Lo Shamati El Makom Mikudash Bilvad. Not Makom Mikdash, Mikudash. So shuls are also excluded because it could fit into our Shmuel Bar Nachmani's statement. Two Ha'aras. Number one, it's not Mefurish, but the Rambam in a number of places in Pirush Mishnayos defines Mikdash including Yerushalayim. The fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah in terms of blowing shofar on Shabbos. Most Rishonim, Rashi says Mefurish, that whenever the Mishnah says Mikdash versus Medina, Mikdash means Beis HaMikdash, Medina means Yerushalayim and beyond. The Rambam says Mikdash means including Yerushalayim, and Medina means outside of Yerushalayim. So this Gemara isn't explicit, but the Diuk of Yerushalayim and the second Deah says, no, only Mako Mikdash, that's in contrast to Yerushalayim. So it sounds like Rashi a little bit that Yerushalayim isn't Mikdash, even though you could get out of that reading. So that is the Machlokes Tanoim, and we are going to explain it in a minute. But first, the Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh in Maseches Yuman, Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara talks about what we're about to talk about there too, asks, what's the Hava mean to be Mechalik between Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim? Right, they're both Kedusha. So what's the Hava mean to be Mechalik between the two of them? Says the Tosfos HaRosh, Tema, Hashta, the Salka Daitav, the Beis HaMikdash, Dafka Kamar, Maishna Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim. Why should there be a difference? Imishum, if it's because, what the Gemara Beis Hashem will mention in a minute, the Yerushalayim, Nischalka L'Shvatim, that Yerushalayim was split up into Shvatim, Makom Beis HaMikdash, Nami Nischalik. According to the opinion that says Yerushalayim was split up into Shvatim, Beis HaMikdash was also split up into Shvatim, as we're about to see. Umashapir is Rashi, and that which Rashi says there in Yuma, She David Gava Mikol Shevet V'Shevet, V'Nasan HaDamim La'aravna HaYavusi, David HaMelech collected from each Shevet and paid for the Makom HaMikdash with it, V'Kanem Imenu HaGoren, Halesa, that suggestion, and that's why the rest of the Mikdash Yerushalayim would be included, that doesn't work, Da'aravna HaYavusi Lo HaYalo Chelik Ba'aretz. He didn't really buy it from him. He didn't really own it. Very important Tosfos, the Shita here. He didn't even, did Aravna really own it? Really, Am Yisrael owns it. Right, it's ours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to us. We paid to be misalik tar omes sha'adayin lo kavshua, like Avram Avinu with people who sold him the Ma'ara Samach Mela. Shadain lo kafshua ubishvil zelo hufko hanachla min hashevet. Stever wasn't really paid. So v'yesh lomar says Tosfos HaRosh. So what is it? What's the havamina svara? Dinehi demitchilin eschalkol l'shvatim mikol makom la'achar shenivchar hamakom livnos alavesa bechira hayal kulam kidamrina b'medrash. It could be even after it was eschalkol l'shvatim. Once it was chosen as the Makom HaMikdash, when David HaMelech figured it out and Hashem told him where it was, all of a sudden that got special status. And maybe it was taken away from other Shvatim. That's the Havamina. Because we understand, Beis HaMikdash is Beis HaMikdash, and Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim, even though it's an expanded Kedusha of it. That's an important comment of the Tosfos HaRosh in Yuma Daf Yud Beis. But now we get back to the Gemara. But Ma'akam Eflagi. So we get to what the Tosfos HaRosh was just referring to. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between these Tanoim? The first opinion that says that Tumas Nega'im does not apply to Yerushalayim because Yerushalayim is not called your Achuza. While the second Deah says nothing of the sort. No. Mekomos HaKedoshim, Shuls and Bati Medrashos aren't subject to Tumas Nega'im. But Yerushalayim can be. So Nafkim Machlokas is based on Ma'akam Eflagi, Tanakama Savar, Lo Nischalka Yerushalayim L'Shvatim. I mean, Yerushalayim is different. It wasn't Nischalik L'Shvatim. The rest of Eretz Yisrael was, but not Yerushalayim, and therefore it's not called Achuz Aschem, and Tumas Nega'im doesn't apply to it. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Nischalka Yerushalayim L'Shvatim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it was Nischalik L'Shvatim. It was Nischalik L'Shvatim. There are steerers between different shitas about whether it was Nischalik, whether it was not Nischalik. We've mentioned some achronim suggest the idea. Rav Shachter has this in Eretz HaTzvi, based on some of the early words of Rav Soloveitchik, to answer up the question that Tosfos asks in Maseches Yuma. There on Daf Yud Beis, Tosfos there asks on top of Yud Beis Man Aleph, he says, Tema, how could you suggest that Yerushalayim wasn't Nischalik L'Shvatim? We're going to have the Gemara here too. We're about to have that we know that the Yesod of the Mizbeach was cut off. the east side and the south side of the Mizbeach did not have a Yesod. The Yesod, the base, went around all the north side, all the west side, and then a little bit of the east and south side. Why? Because the entire Mizbeach had to be in the Chelek of Binyamin. Well, there's a machlokas tanoim about that, about what the Mizbeach looked like, about whether there was a Yesod. We'd rather not say that. I'd not say there's a machlokas about this. See, that's Tosfos. So how could there be an opinion about that Yerushalayim lo nischaka l'shvatim if Pashtus, everybody agrees what the Mizbeach looks like? Unless you have a separate Misorah. If a separate Misorah, then it was cut off. That's what Tosfos says. According to that Manda Amar, it must be V'yesh l'Amar Hachi Gemiri Shelo Lasos Yesod L'Mizrachas Dromis K'dechsev HaKol B'chsav based on the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim in Achinami. Even though it wasn't Ischalik, there's a Misorah that Yesod does not exist. Good. Others say, if Sheffler has this there in Eretz Tzvi, he says maybe there's another idea. And that is, maybe there's two Chilukim that were done to Eretz Yisrael. Well, we recall there was one chalukah done regarding Dinei Mamonos, monetary chiluk, and then there was one chalukah done regarding Isser Veheter, regarding the Hakadosha itself. There can't be a part of Eretz Yisrael that was not neschalik through the Urim V'Tumim and through the Goral. In order to give Eretz Yisrael full Kedusha, the entire land had to be split up. So regarding the Halach, the Hakdasha, what we would call the Isser V'Heter element, so then everybody agrees that it was Yerushalayim Neschalka, and that's why it didn't have a Yesod. What's the whole Machlokas, Yerushalayim Neschalka, lo Neschalka? That's regarding Dinei Mamonos. Regarding Dinei Mamonos, was it split up like the other areas of Yisrael are? So that's the Machlokas Tanam about it. Regarding Isser V'Heter, in terms of Hakdasha, it has to belong to certain Shvatim. And this helps to answer a number of problems that come up as well in terms of this sugya. But let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Ubiplukta, we'll get back to the Tosfos Yishanim, Be'ez Hashem, also there in Yuma, who has an important comment, but let's just continue now a little bit first. Vaha, Uplukdani Tanoi, this machlokas, whether Yishanim is Nishak l'shvatim or not, is the basis for the following two different brises. The Tanya, the first brise says, Mahaya Bechelko Shel Yehuda, what did Yehuda have? Yehuda and Binyamin, they were split. Yehuda had the more eastern area, and Binyamin had the more western area. Yehuda, Harabayis, Halishchos, Vazaros, the Azaros, the offices, that was Yehuda. Maya Bechelko Shel Binyamin, Ulam, Vehecho, Ubeis Kachi, Hakadashim, that was the holy spots. There was a little thread of land that went from Yehuda into Binyamin that took a little area of the Mizbeach. That's where Yehuda had potentially a chelek. And Binyamin was so upset. I have the Kodesh Kadashim. I have the Mizbeach. And this little bit I don't have. And Binyamin was so upset about it, he wanted to swallow up all the Kedusha. As well, the Shneamar, Chofef Alav Kalayom, he hovers over it. Lefichach, because of this tsar that he had and he wanted it so badly, Zacha Binyamin v'nase u'shpizchan l'shchina. Binyamin was zoche to become the host of the Shechina to the Kodesh Kadashim and to the entire Mizbeach. Ask the Ben Yehoyada, there in Yuma, what do you mean, because of this he was zoche? If this is how it was, this is how it was split up. He wasn't zoche because he was in pain. He was zoche because that's what was given to him. So what do you mean? V'kasha, says the Ben Yoyada, v'alu kvart safa b'ruach ha-kodesh, that Binyamin was supposed to get the Kodesh Kadashim. So what does that mean? That because, even if you want to say he was pained about the extra Mizbeach piece, but the Kodesh Kadashim was always supposed to be his. So v'nira li b'siyata d'shmaya, he says, no, this is a motzoi tishabav daf. We know that the Kodesh Kadashim is going to be in Binyamin in the second base of Mikdash it was, and in the third base of Mikdash. Ki min ha-ra'ui, it would have been appropriate, acher she-ha-emidu tselam be-hechel b'vayis ha-rishon, after an Avodah Zarah was put into that spot. You gotta change the spot. Look at the history of this spot. Tzorach l'shanu smakam ha-hechel, u-beis kashi ha-kadashim b'ay-sheni, v'yim kolze, and still, and yet it was not changed, nishar etzlo, b'scharo. So why was it, why did it stay? Because of the pain that he was in, he didn't want to leave it. He wanted every little morsel of Makom Kadosh that he could get, says the Ben Yoyada. So he was zochetit not only in Bayis Rishon, which was based on the Nevuah, but also in Bayis Sheni and also in Bayis Shlishi. Good. Two other ha'aris. Number one is one that we might have mentioned both of these ideas before. Number one is the Marsha in Zvachim Daf Nun Gimel discusses this chiluk between Binyamin and Yehuda. Says the Marsha, separation of church and state. Yehuda was Malchus. Yehuda was Malchus based David. Binyamin wore these spiritual leaders, the Mizbech, the Kodesh Kadashim. It's never good to blur the lines between the political leaders and the religious leaders, says the Marsha, if you read between the lines of the Marsha. And that's the symbol of Binyamin and Yehuda splitting the area geographically. There is another idea why Binyamin was the one to get such Kedusha. And I'm just going to read part of it, but if you've never seen it, it's a must-read. The Meshech Chachma in Parshas Achremos has a three-page piece. Part of that piece, he discusses why Binyamin was Zoche in the Kodesh Kadashim area, and he bases it on Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. What does that mean? We know that is used in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Why you can't wear gold into the Kodesh Kodashim? Because there's always a shemetz of the egel, the chait of the egel that's still around. Every national chait sticks a little bit. So we go back, what was the first national chait that we did? The first one, before the egel, before the meraglim, Mechiras Yosef. That was the first national chait that we did. And therefore, the Kodesh Kodashim is in Binyamin. Because he's the only one that wasn't involved. Ephraim and Menashe, okay, you could say Yosef caused a little bit of it, if you want, but he was the only one. He says, Va'alav ne'amar, scar to where exactly he says our point. He says, V'lachein, yitachein, ki ha-kapara ha'isa lefnai v'lefnim be'beis ha-kaparas v'ha'echal, makom shel Binyamin. Mishum shehu lo haya ba'achet shel mechires Yosef. He wasn't there. And this is the place where you get kapara for the egel, which is the Ben Adam Lamakum and Mechiris Yosef, Ben Adam Lachavero, V'lachein lohaya ba'azara chelko shel Yehuda, ki mefurish b'yuma daf yud beiz, mishim sha'amra reisan hedjan, and mevarech esabot seyar ezachote yuyan sham, v'karav lazeh mefurish b'sifri b'zos habracha. V'pnei ma zocha binyamim shetisho shechina b'chelko, why was binyamim zocha? Lefi shekal ha'shvatim hayu b'mechiraso shel Yosef. U'binyamim lohaya. This is the language of the Sifri. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im ani omer le'elu sheyivnu beis habechira, kishehem mispalalim lefanai, eini mismale aleim rachamim, shelo hayu merachamim alacheim. It's mamash a Sifri, that it can't be there because Hashem will say, you want Rachmanis, you didn't have Rachmanis. Right? Just like the Yosef gave Tochaka, beginning of a Yigash. You have Rachmanis now, and you're, so what about the 22 years ago? So again, that's the amazing ha'ar of the Meshech Chachma, again, part of a larger piece there, in Parshas Achrei Mos. Okay, also, let's just, before we finish, the Tosfos Yeshanim there in Yuma also has an important Ha'ara, where he says, V'im kein tikshi maya b'chalko shel Yehuda, he quotes, V'im kein tikshi mehacha l'man d'amar b'sanhedrin, de'in chokin ir l'shnei shvatim. What about the mandamar that says, you're allowed to split a city into two shvatim? So the answer, based on what we gave before, could be, well, dini mamanis and kedusha. Meaning in terms of Kedusha versus Dini Mamanis. Dini Mamanis maybe can't be split, but Kedusha can be. That could be an answer. But anyway, what does the Tosfos Yeshanim say? V'yesh lomar d'apia dibur haya. Special din. Gzeres HaKasa, that this city can be split. According to what we said before, maybe it could have another answer to that question. Okay, we continue. So that is the first Brisa. So that Brisa holds that Yerushalayim Nischalko. You see, it was the split. The High Tana Sava lo Nischalko Yerushalayim Nishvatim. The following Tana holds that it wasn't. The Tanya, the Brisa says, the Tosefta says, Ein Maskirin Batim. Be Yerushalayim, one is not allowed to charge for Oli Regalim who come to Yerushalayim to stay at inns. But Beisha Ein Shalahen, because it's not theirs. Doesn't belong to the owners of the inns. It belongs to everybody, to Klal Yisrael. Halacha l'maisa, according to this opinion. Maybe Bana Beis HaMikdash by Alila Regal. Are the hotels going to be able to charge? Did they only charge before or after? For before or after, and they could do it by Havla? A big shiloh, we'll have to see what the poskim say about that. Rabbi Lazar Omer, aflomitos. Also, they can't charge for the beds. Because Yerushalayim belongs to all Klal Yisrael. Lefichach, but because of this, because they're not charging, Oros Kachim, Ba'alei Ushpizin, Not Linosan Bezroa. The innkeepers and the hotel owners get to take all the hides of the karbanos that the people brought during their time here. The hides do not have Kedusha, and it's only appropriate for them to give up something for their stay. Amar Abaye Shvamina Orech Aro Lamishpak Inish Gufa Umashla Bushpize. It's appropriate, says Abaye. You see from here, it's appropriate to leave something for the host. The Gufa, to leave a kankanshal cheres, Rashi says, an earthenware kli, and the srin for the host. Period. Omar Rava. Now going back to the Mishnah. Lo Shanu, when do we say that there's a limitation to how it's sold? And we're not morid in its kedusha. And Rashi adds, and the Beis HaKnesses, b'chashivuso omeid, and the shul retains its kedusha, and therefore cannot be sold for anything less. Lo Shanu, el shlo machru shivetov ha'ir, b'ma'amad anshi ha'ir. That's only if the official representatives of the city were not present and going through with it. Aval machru shiva tova yair. The seven tova yair, the representatives, the Ritva said it could be, says it could be less. But just that that's what it was accustomed to do. If the seven tova yair sold it, b'mamar anshe ha'ir, afilu l'mishte be'shichor shaper dami, could sell it for anything. Once they decided, they decided, and the Kedusha could be lost. Even then, the Kedusha is not paka if it wasn't sold, as it should be sold, by who it can be sold. But if the Tuvei Ha'ir did sell it, so then it goes through for whatever it is, it could be sold for. Continuing, examples of this. Ravina, Havile, Hahutila, Dvekrisha, there was a tale, there was a pile of rubble of an old Beis HaKnesses. The Ritva says, period. Let's finish the story, and then the Ritva will explain the Shakal of Ataria. First, finish the story. Also, the Kamadi Ravashi. So he had a pile in his backyard. It's Ravina and Ravashi, right? The Chos Mea Talmud, the story between them. So Ravina had this tale. So he comes to Ravashi. Amar le, ma le mizra, can I plant there? Can I plant in this area? Amar le, zil v'zavne, mishivet over here. Go buy it from the seven to over here. B'ma manashi here v'zara. Meaning you got to get it properly. So what was the case? What was Ravina thinking? Says the Ritva, Pirish. The Kesava Ravina felt the Kivan Shahayalam Beis HaKnesses Acher, since there was already another shul in the vicinity. Farnas Yashumi said the people moved, and they had Yavish on this. Vein Daitam Livnos Od. There's no das to rebuild it. V'havile Kitashmishe Mitzvah. Shenizrakin Upaka Kedushasa. So he thought the Kedusha Memela left. The Kivat Shai Batoksa Dehoya Savar, the Mistamak, Shinas Yashmi Menu, Hiknuhu Laravina, Vikana O Ravina Bachazaka, Kilo Amarle Beferish, Le Chazeku Kni. He thought the fact that they built another shul and they stopped using it and they knew it was in his field, they gave it to him. They gave him permission to take part in the Kinyan Chazaka. And Ravashi says back to him, not so fast. Right? Maybe Dafka by a shul, you have to have this higher standard, but not so fast. Good, first story. Next. Rami bar Abba Havi Kabani Be Kanishta, he was building a shul. Havi Ahi Kanishta Atika. There was the old shul. Havi Boy La Mistera. Lasuya Livne Vikshurimina Vailula Hasam. They wanted to break down the old shul because they were going to use some materials from the old shul for the new shul. So, could you do that? Yosef Kami Boyle, he was wondering. Hadar of Chizda. Relating to what Rav Chizda said, Am Rav Chizda tells us, "Lo'ilusher beknishta adabani beknishta achriti." But Rav Chizda said, "You can't knock down one shul until you have the other shul to daven in." So why is that? Why does he say that? Hasam shim shiusa. He says that because maybe they'll knock down the shul and they won't build the other shul, and then there'll be no place to daven. So we're worried about that. So kiyai gavnamai. But are you worried about that in this case? Because in this case, you're knocking down the shul in order to build the other shul. They're going to use the materials. Are we worried in that case? Yes, we're worried. That case is also not allowed. You can't knock it down until you have the new one. Unbelievable, as we have this daf in this cycle on Motsoi Tisha B'Av. What is the connection? Says, quotes the Margalias Hashas. Margalias Hashas quotes this from the Gedulas Mordechai. He quotes this. How could the Gemara say, Lo Lizer Beknish, you can't knock down one until you have the next one? Alas Yokasha. So how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu burn the Beis HaMikdash Sheni or Rishon before he had the next one built? Echechrev HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Heichalo B'terem Banas Beis HaMikdash HaChadosh. How do you have that? So, he quotes that the Imrei Emes, this is a story about the Imrei Emes and Ramei Mi Lublin. So the Imrei Emes answered, he says, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already planted the seeds for the new one already. Choshev Hashem lahashchis chomas basio natakav shekasher rak choshev lahakrev es beis hamikdash od beter mechrivuk for natakav lo beis hamikdash achadash. He already laid out the groundwork. So that's the only reason, and that should give us nechama. We can't build a knock down one beis haknesses until you build the other one. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocked it down, it must be the other one already is in the works, already is in the planning stages. Beautiful Imrei Emes. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Haibek Nishto, Chilufa v'zimun Ashari. So you could trade the shul or sell it, and in that way it would lose its kedusha. Ogura umashkona aser, but renting out a shul or giving it as a collateral, then the kedusha is still there, and therefore you're not allowed to do that. My time of bikdusha, say koi, it's bikdusha. And the Ritva here is an important ha'ara, even though usually we call schirus a mechira liyome, usually rental is looked at as a sale for the day. When it comes to kedusha beis hakneses, it's not looked like that. It still has kedusha, and that overrides and overpowers other factors in terms of dinim amanus, and therefore we have to treat it bikdusha, and we have to be very careful. Livni Nami, also the bricks of a shul, chilufinu bizivuninu shari, trading them, selling them is mutter, it will lose its kedusha, ozufinu aser, but you can't rent them out, hanimili batikta, and all this is only by items and materials that were already used for a shul, avo bachata leslanpa, if it was just put aside to use for a shul if need be, then it does not have any kedusha yet, and it can be used for anything else. V'yafilu mandamar azman emilsahi, and even if you want, usually say and hold like the opinion that designation is halachically significant, hanimili kagon ha'ori begalames. That's if you do an action and now you've gotten it ready. If somebody weaves a beged for tachrichin, then it already is aser bahana because it's already made. Aval hacha, but here what do? You have bricks. So you designated them, but so what? You didn't do anything. Kitavi la'arik dami. It's just like you have the string in order to weave with. That's not good enough. V'leka l'manda amar. So to here, if it was just designated for the shul, you could use it for a different purpose. So we spoke about selling, renting, mashkon. And what about matana? What about a gift? Pligi baravacha baravina. Chad asar v'chad shari. Machlokas. Manda asar. According to the one that said asur bimai tifka kudushasa. The one that says asur says, well, how is this kedusha paka? You have to have something that the kedusha is chal on, or something that or a mechanism that helps remove the kedusha. If I just give you something, what removes the kedusha? You have to have another item involved. Uman deshari ilav dahavi lehana amine. And the one that says mutter is if the one who is giving it wouldn't be getting hanaa lo aviyavle, he wouldn't be giving it. And therefore, it must be he's getting something, even if it's not monetary. Hader havile matana kizvini. And therefore, it's like a sale. Because the nosein matana is definitely getting something out of this. Maybe he feels good, and maybe that's the hana. But something is hana up, and therefore it's treated like a sale. Here we go, Tana Rabbanan. Very important. Brisa, much quoted. This is the source for what is Seamus. A large discussion. We'll just see the Brisa. Tashmishe mitzvah. There are two types of categories of objects related to mitzvahs. Tashmishe mitzvah nizrakin, tashmishe mitzvah can be thrown away. Tashmishe kedusha nignasin. Tashmishe kedusha must be hidden, must be buried. The Elohim tashmishe mitzvah, what are tashmishe mitzvah? Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis. The Elohim tashmishe kedusha, dulus, kmi, svarim, a bag for svarim, tefillin, umezuzas. The bag, or the boxes of svarim, tefillin, umezuzas. V'tik shal sefer Torah, v'nar tik shal tefillin, the tefillin bag, uritzu, osean, and also the straps of the tefillin. All of these are tashmishe kedusha. What's the difference? Explain the Rishonim. The difference is tashmishe mitzvah are not connected to the ksav of Torah, and therefore, they have kedusha while they're being used as a mitzvah, lulav, esrog, sukkah, shofar, tzitzis, but when it's finished, it doesn't have inherent eternal kedusha, and maker, then you can throw it out. Okay, it's better not to be treated in a mevuzah way. Don't throw it into the kitchen garbage. But tzitzis, once tzitzis get worn out, they're not usable anymore, one can put it in a plastic bag and put it in the garbage. Right? We shouldn't put items in Seamus that aren't Seamus, because that undermines the whole idea of burying holy items. That's Tashmishe mitzvah. Tashmishe kedusha is anything connected to the ksav of Torah, meaning anything related to tefillin, mezuzahs, and sifrei Torah. Even items that are servicing those, the tefillin bag and boxes. Right, a talus bag, plain, does not have the same kedusha as a tefillin bag. Rav Shechter again says in Eretz Tzvi, in a different piece there, I think it's at Siman Yud Beis, he writes there beautifully, maybe that is the root of the mitzvah of kvura. The mitzvah of Kvuras Yisrael maybe is based on the fact that every Jew is a tashmish to Kedusha. He's connected to the Ksav of Torah. What about if a Jew never learned anything in his life? No, he did. Because the Gemara Nida, in utero, every Jew learns something. So the Pintel Yid is connected to the Torah, and therefore that is the, just like we have to bury all tashmish to Kedusha, included in that is a fellow Jew. Tosfos here is medayik by the fact that the straps of the tefillin are listed as a tashmish kedusha and not actual kedusha. I mean, it doesn't say here a sefer Torah. That's an actual kedusha. That's not just a tashmish kedusha. So the fact that it lists off the Ritzuos, says Tosfos, it must be that even though we write letters with the Ritzuos, that doesn't have the status of a Tashmish Kedusha. As a Dabar Shebe Kedusha, only a Tashmish Kedusha. Testosis, Vikan Mashma, Shah Dallas, Vahayud, Shebekesha Ritzua, Eino Nozios Gemuros, Velavi Alachamosh Misina Kiemashin, Shebebotim, the shin on the box. That's not said here. That is the status of Ksaf. But here, the Dalit and the Yud do not meet out of the knots. It must have the status of a Tashmish Kedusha and not actual Kedusha. Good. Amar Rava, which might have a nafkamina. So there might be a difference. Different people wrap their tefillin in different ways. But do you put the, by the tefillin shalrosh, do you put the knot in the back, which is the dalit, either a double dalit or a dalit, do you put that on top of the box or under the box? If it is kedusha itself, it's not just tashmish kedusha, then maybe you should put it on top of the box. But Tosfos is saying that no, it has status of Tashmish Kedusha, meaning it's the same as the box of the tefillin. The same. And therefore, you can put it underneath. Either way, Elu ve'elu, whatever one's minhag is. Amar Rava, Merish, Hava, Mina, Hai, Kursaya, Tashmish, the Tashmish, Uvashari. I used to think, says Rava, that this Kursaya, this Bima, made out of wood, is a Tashmish to Tashmish, because you put a, basically what we call the Bima, you put a cloth on it, and you put the Torah on that cloth. So the bima itself is a double, two steps removed. Vishari, and therefore you don't have to treat it with full kedusha as a tashmish to kedusha. Kiva the chazina the mosi levi sefer Torah. Sometimes though I saw they put the sefer Torah directly on it. Amina tashmish kedusha uva aser. So I realized no, it is tashmish kedusha. V'yamar Rava similar. Mei reishav amina hypersa tashmish to tashmishu. I used to think that the curtain that's in front of the aron is two steps, a tashmish to tashmish. It services the aron, which services the Torah. Kiva the chazina the aifile umanchi. But once I saw sometimes they put it on, connected, directly connected on the Sefer Torah, Amina Tashmish Kedusha Uva Aser. So I said it has direct Kedusha. Amar Rava, Hai Tevusa De Irfid, if somebody has a Teva. Again, something, either the Aron or the Bima, that became apart. Me'evda Teva Zidrasi Shari. Making another Teva smaller, and that's broken apart, so making a smaller one, it's fine. Right, that is mutter because it's the same kedusha. Kursaya asim, making a shtender, we would call it. What it goes on, that is usher because that is one step removed. Right, it doesn't always directly service the Torah. V'yamar Rava, high prisa debala, one of the curtains of the aron that got worn out. Lamev the prisa lasifri shari, going up in kedusha is okay. You can make it as a curtain for svarim. L'chumshin aser, but for chumshin that where each chumish, as Rashi explains, not a whole sefer Torah like we have, but let's see, abracious separately or shmo separately, like they used to have scrolls in those days. That's aser because that's going down in kedusha because sometimes this curtain wrapped the entire Torah. V'yamar Rava, hani zvili to chumshi, these. Zvili, these containers for the scrolls. The Kamtri, the Safri, and also other types of containers. Tashmish Kedusha, Ninu v'Nignazin, and they have to be Nignaz, they have to be buried. Pshita, that's an obvious example. Malatei Mahani, Lav, L'Kavod, Avidim, L'Turi, Ba'am, Avidim. You might say, these are made for covet of the Sefer Torah, just to guard them, to make sure they don't break. So is that really Tashmish? Kamash Malan, it is. Hahu Bekinisha de Yudai Ramai. There was a shul of the Roman Jews. Davi Pasiach Lahi Lahu Idrona. There was open to a certain connecting room of the shul. Davi Machis Be Meis. That's where the Mesim used to stay before they buried them. Davi Boy Kani Lameole Litzluya Hassam. The Kohanim wanted to go in there. They wanted to daven in the shul. But the Mesim were in the connecting room. One roof. Asu Amrulei L'Rava, or maybe not one roof, as we'll see. I'm sorry, take that back. Asu Amrulei L'Rava, they told Rava, Amar Lahu Dalu Tevusa Osvua, move the Aron into the doorway in between. Fully close, there isn't a tefach space. Davili kliyetz asu lenachas. This is a wooden kli that is made to be sitting and not to be moved. For kliyetz asu lenachas, in a makabel tuma, it's not makabel tuma. V'chotzis b'riyat tuma, wonderful. So the mesim are in the other room, and the kohanim kedaven in the shul. Amru le Rabban al Rava, that's why I took back that it must not be the same roof. Amru le Rabban al Rava, Vazin and the Metaltile. But what do you mean? Sometimes the Aron is moved. Ki manach sefer Tori lavei, Vahavale mitaltile, Mali verekam. Sometimes it can be moved, or if it's out, it can be moved without the Torah. but it's a movable item. So how can it be considered a kli eitz asui lenachas? So he answers, yahachi lo efshar. Okay, you're right. If that's the metzias, so then lo efshar, there's nothing else to do. The kohanim can't daven there, or you have to take the mace out. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue next time, Bez Hashem, with mitbachos. I think next one is going to be uploaded from the last cycle, so Bez Hashem will pick up the daf afterwards.